They are children living with a disease and dealing with a problem that is as heartbreaking as it is deadly.
My mother contracted AIDS through drug use. Due to that, I had to live with my grandmother my whole life. When I was 9, my mother passed away, and that's when I found out that I was HIV positive. I thought that my life was going to end and that I was going to die.
But it was a secret Kimberly Kennedy carried all through high school until the burden became too much for a teenager to carry alone. Now 19 years old and getting ready to start college, Kimberly seeks to overcome her own obstacles by helping others. She is a spokesperson for the HIV positive and one of the millions of reasons the National Basketball Association, or NBA, is joining with UNICEF to help those children living with AIDS. It's an international issue, close to the heart of Houston Rocket Center and Congo native Dikembe Mutombo.
And myself, and being come from the continent that's been touched by this pandemic, where we have more than 20 million people that die already from HIV/AIDS, and we have more than 40 million people living with the virus alone, and we have million children that have been left behind as orphans. I've engaged myself in this fight.
Mutombo has engaged himself by establishing a hospital in his name in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He's also using the airwaves to help spread the word about HIV and AIDS.
UNICEF works in over 150 countries.
Mutombo is joined by fellow NBA and WNBA stars in these public service announcements, which debut in June during the NBA Finals.
Did you know a child is orphaned every 15 seconds?
Every 15 seconds.
Unite for children, unite against AIDS.
If they seem larger than life to some of these kids, height has something to do with it. But as they tower above the fans who follow them, they also raise the NBA's effort to spread the word about a problem not fully appreciated by a younger generation. The main target of the television ads, says United Nations Undersecretary General Dr. Peter Piot.
And that's to reach young people in the first place. I think the two major ways are sports and music. And this is going to go a very long way, and I know it's also going to have an impact outside the United States.
The commercials will have that impact. They will be translated to air in other countries, where NBA games reach a global audience of more than 700 million households, including the home countries of many of the game's international stars, says League Commissioner David Stern.
We are going to do 9 different spots in 5 languages, English, Mandarin, Spanish, Russian, and German, that are being produced for the campaign. And the NBA games being seen in, you know, in 215 countries, wherever these are, can be inserted, in whatever the appropriate language is, it will be done.
The Unite for Children, Unite Against AIDS campaign comes on the 25th anniversary of the recognition of AIDS as a disease in the United States. Today, more people are living with the disease, and they can afford and obtain treatment.
We're here to unite. Bring awareness to this pandemic, so stay tuned.
One of the main goals of the current campaign is to get more pediatric AIDS treatment. According to UNICEF's research, less than 5% of HIV-positive children who need that treatment have access to it. Kane Faribault, VOA News, New York.